I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Over the last decade, 50 to 70,000 believers have been killed in Nigeria. Jason Wolford of Mission Cry tells of a Nigerian Christian leader who contacted them.
He was asking for more of the Word of God for distribution for multiple reasons, but a couple of them were because he lost his wife and his two daughters due to the attacks from Boko Haram and the split-off group as well. And here this guy is, freshly feeling and going through the loss and the murder from Muslims of his wife and his two daughters because they were believers in Christ. And he wasn't calling and asking us for money or food or water, but instead he was saying that he needs more of the Word of God.
Continue to pray boldness for gospel workers in Nigeria. And divisions and disagreements seem to dominate the world today. However, the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary seeks to work across denominations. The Beirut School's newest partner is the Arabic Nazarene College. And by collaborating, ABTS hopes to increase course offerings. ABTS President Eli Haddad says,
"This seems to be the right time for our church communities to be thinking beyond denominational lines. I think this is a very good story of success."
ABTS hopes to build a strong enough foundation to one day launch the Arab Center for Wesleyan Studies. Haddad asks prayer for this partnership and for the ones to come.
"We pray that that there will be more and more openness for working together in different denominational lines."
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020 has been a volatile year, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the heroes of the faith and to be the voices for the voiceless. Consider supporting us today. Look for the Support MNN tab on our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.